The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble, like this child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child, such as this, in my name, receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. I'll never forget a very brief conversation I had when I first arrived in the seminary. After unpacking my suitcase, I walked down the hall and noticed a fourth-year deacon also unloading his suitcase. That means he was in his last year of seminary and about to be ordained as a priest. Trying to make a little small talk, I said, "So, I hear this is a really good seminary." And he looked up at me and from his suitcase and said, "You know, that comment says more about you than it does about this seminary." I nervously chuckled and said, "Huh, yeah, I guess so." And I walked on and I thought to myself, "Man, that guy's weird." And I never talked to him the rest of the year. But over the years, I've come to realize how right he was. When people speak, they tell you more about themselves than they do about the weather, or about the Razorbacks, or about Benghazi. Like Mark Twain famously quipped, "Better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt." And of course, that tells us something about Mark Twain, since he did not keep his mouth closed. In the gospel today, the apostles open their mouths and tell us something about these first disciples, about themselves. They ask Jesus a seemingly innocent question: "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" But doesn't that question really give us an insight into these apostles themselves more than about the kingdom? That is, we learn these apostles are ambitious. They want to be great. They worry about people's praise and about popularity. You know the old adage, it never hurts to ask. Well, sometimes it does. Keep this in mind whenever you hear anyone speak, and especially when you hear yourself speak. What is the speaker really saying about himself or about herself? I sometimes wonder if in these presidential debates, each candidate realizes that each time he or she speaks, they are not just talking about the issues, but about themselves. Often it's open mouth, insert foot in these debates. I was at supper with a priest friend recently, and he said, jokingly, "You know, John, everyone is normal until you get to know them." It was a great line. But then I thought to myself, you know, that says a lot more about you than it does about other people. I remember this whenever anyone compliments a homily I deliver. And I remember this whenever anyone criticizes a homily I deliver. You're really saying something about yourself, not about the homily. You see, there is always a gap between the truth of things and about people's opinions of those things. And they often have very little to do with each other. And of course, everything I just said tells you a lot more about me than it does about the truth of today's gospel. The Holy Spirit will tell you if I was anywhere close. Praised be Jesus Christ.